And we're back, yes, somehow still on the air, for part two of the Scott and Val Save the Universe show. The only program brave enough to tackle cosmic chaos, armed with opinions, questionable logic, and absolutely no official clearance. If the universe is saved today, it'll be by accident. Strap in, lower your expectations. Let's carry on.
All right, me and Val move on to a little thing we like to call Life Bits, and I put some special stuff together today. It's Life Bits, the April Fool's Edition, so you'll be all ready for tomorrow. And for this, Val doesn't yell bubble on the interstate at me. I will put our faces back to where they belong. There we go. And you got all your little happy birthday icons. I can cover up your face. Look at that.
Okay. Okay. Well, if I would have known you could do that, I wouldn't have put on makeup this morning.
Just keep that logo over my face all day.
Please.
All right. We're going to start off with mostly harmless April Fool's Day pranks with my sister Val.
All right. Borrow Mostly. Someone's cell phone and change the language setting to a foreign language.
Ooh. Replace the Oreo cream filling with toothpaste.
Ooh.
I like that
That's
one.
That's not harmless at all.
Sure is.
Bring multiple sets of clothes to work, change every hour, and act like nothing's different.
I really like that one. That would be kind of fun.
Yeah. Would people kind of freak out, or would they be like... Is she okay?
And how would you feel if they didn't notice? Changed clothes 42 times today. Not one person noticed. All right. To take something from someone's office and leave them with a ransom note. I like that idea.
That is a good one.
Where's my chair? Scott's holding it for ransom over in cubicle 2.
You know what? If you're not writing these down, you'll have to go re-listen to the broadcast so you can take notes, because sure. these are some good ones.
Right. Next one, Val. That's good too.
Glue all the eggs into the carton.
Sometimes they come that way when one of them.
<They do. laughs>
And then you just crack it upside down and let it fall. All right, leave cryptic notes warning someone of an impending prank and then do nothing. That's juicy.
Leave them looking over their shoulder all day long.
That's right.
How about taping magnets to the bottom of a cup, putting it on the roof of your car, and driving around?
I would want to do several cups then, like a beer can, a solo cup, something that looks like I've been drinking.
Oh, there you go. You could also try your wallet or your purse for a woman.
Oh, that'd be good.
And yeah, it would be a good one too.
Or a doll in a car seat. Oh my God! People be chasing you down the highway. They left the baby on the car. That's a good April Fool's Day prank. That might be the best thing I've ever thought of.
It might be, but I don't know how harmless that one would be.
Oh, yeah, they have to be harmless. I don't know, though. That's all right. Now, since tomorrow is April Fool's Day, here are some fake facts you could just share if you don't want to put a fake baby on top of your car. Which is a good idea. All right. First one, Val.
When pulled over, if a police officer takes more than 10 minutes to approach your car, you can legally drive away.
Yeah.
Scott, you can do that. Just drive away.
Share it convincingly if you're going to share that one, though. All right. Eric, Americans eat more calories on Super Bowl, Val, so you can, than the whole rest of the world.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. It's another one. Thanks for sharing that tidbit, Scott.
You're welcome. I didn't know that.
Federal law says, Scott, that a current or former astronaut can officiate a marriage.
And if you're looking and watching on Facebook or YouTube or Twitch right now, you can see we're on spaceships.
That's right.
So
we will happily officiate
marry
your wedding.
Yes.
For you.
Yes. Val will officiate and I will happily marry you. Because I'm really good at it.
No, you're really bad at
it. I'm good at getting married. Keep it straight. Let's see. Stop signs that are outlined in white mean it's optional.
Speed limits.
Speed limits.
All right. Try telling him this in a very convincing way. Almond milkers are paid by the number of almonds they milk per day.
All right. Potato is Latin for king of peanuts. Enough said.
Enough said. Try saying a dog can hear you open a box of cookies from 3 miles away.
I think they probably could. Dogs can.
I think they could.
Dogs can actually see in more than just black and white. They can see shades of blue, yellow, and brown as well. However, their sense of smell is actually limited to only black and white.
Oh, boy.
All right. So these are the biggest April Fool's pranks ever pulled. And I thought it would be fun instead of doing some more depressing news or something like that. So once again, birthday girl, will you tell us about the Swiss spaghetti harvest in 1957?
Well, yeah, we're going back to 1957. The prank was the BBC news show Panorama aired a 3-minute segment showing a family in southern Switzerland harvesting spaghetti from trees. All right, the segment featured footage of people picking strands of spaghetti from trees and a spaghetti weevil warning. It was incredibly believable to a British audience in 1957, where Italian food was not as common. The reaction? Hundreds of people called the BBC, with many genuinely asking how to grow their own spaghetti trees.
You cannot grow that spaghetti on a tree.
They grow in the ground like potatoes.
Here's one from 1996, and racism has grown so much since then. If this happened today, I'd be afraid it. I think there could be violence on the streets because people are off the hook today. The prank was Taco Bell. I took out a full-page advertisement, 6 major U.S. newspapers announcing they had purchased the Liberty Bell to help reduce the national debt and were renaming it the Taco Liberty Bell. Yokiro Liberty Bell.
I'm surprised Trump hasn't tried to monetize that in some way.
Yeah. Campaign was designed to be silly, but it was published in major newspapers, causing widespread panic and outrage among people who thought a national treasure had been sold to a fast food chain. National Park Service even held a press conference to deny the sale. People didn't believe it. Taco Bell admitted the hoax later that day and pledged $50,000 for the Bell's care.
Oh, how about this one? We're going back to the BBC. Big Ben goes digital. This was a 1980 prank they pulled. The BBC announced on their overseas service that the iconic clock tower Big Ben was getting a makeover to keep up with the times. It was being replaced by a digital clock. The announcement included details on how the new, more accurate digital display would work, which enraged many traditionalist listeners. The reaction, an onslaught of calls, flooded the station with listeners expressing outrage over the destruction of the historic landmark.
Oh, I bet. Oh, I remember this one. The Left-Handed Whopper, 1998. Do you remember that? Burger King published a full-page ad in USA Today announcing and introducing the left-handed Whopper. Ad claimed the burger was designed specifically for the 32 million left-handed Americans. Featured all the same ingredients, but with condiments rotated 180 degrees. This sounds like something I do. I used to have an answering machine message that sounded just like, had the doo-doo-doo when you reach a long number. And then the operator came on and said, "You've reached an imaginary number. Please rotate your phone 90 degrees and try again."
I think I remember that from you, Scott.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see. Thousands of customers went to Burger King locations to request the new burger, and many simultaneously asked for right-handed versions just to be safe.
Just in case the left-handed version didn't work for you.
Yeah, yeah.
In 1984, in one of the earliest and most successful internet hoaxes, a message appeared on Usenet, which was an early internet message board, announcing that the Soviet Union had opened a node to the network, which was called Kremvax. The message was fake, designed to fool the tech-savvy users of the time, and it was signed by a fictional Soviet official named Vax.ua. The reaction? It sparked a major conversation about international internet access during the Cold War before it was revealed to be a prank.
Ouch. All right. Last one, honorable mention, Google's YouTube collection. This was 2012 when YouTube announced it was putting every single video on the site into physical DVDs, which would be delivered by 175 trucks or pack mules if you were in a rural area.
In 2012, you thought there was still pack mules?
Pack mules? Really?
Oh.
All right. We got that crazy guy in the green room, and we can't leave him there too long because...
You never know what kind of trouble he'll get into.
That's right. He could break something. He could be just, tipping up too many things, all that kind of stuff. So let's go do some skiing by the seeing. Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, the show that goes nowhere yet somehow everywhere is about to astound you again. Live from the tropical country of Belize, it's your RFN entertainment guy, Joe.
What? Joe Walls.
Joe Walczynski.
No.
Walzinski.
Close to dock then?
It's time for Ski by the Sea. Bob Scott and Val, save the universe.
All right, welcome, Mr. Walzinski.
Good morning, hey. Joe.
Hey, good morning, Alan. Good morning, Val. How you doing?
Great, great.
Hey, so Val, it's your birthday.
Yes.
Which I'm sure you knew that already. And as you know, as I said before, our budget is not really, it's not that much. So I wanted to get Channing Tatum to come and do the Magic Mike dance for you.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, it's not in our budget. So.
Oh, man.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Miss Valerie. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, give it some thrusts. Yeah, there you go. All right. So if you're listening on the radio or the podcast, Joe had a stick figure of Channing Tatum dancing for Val. Good job.
So,
and the good parts were censored out.
Yeah.
Of course. I guess we got to get on with this. One moment. Channing, I told you not to interrupt me during the show. No, I didn't have the money to pay you to do the Magic Mike thing. Yeah, I understand. I'll tell you what, you can go have hammock time after you clean the beach. Is that understood? Just go.
So are you saying that Heidi's getting my birthday present?
Celebrities. No. All right. Oh, sorry.
Wow.
Heidi's
hanging out with Channing, huh? Nice. Wow.
No, he's cleaning the beach.
Oh.
Okay. Anyway.
That's what she said.
One thing important about the media is that we represent the truth. We tell the truth, right?
Okay.
Regardless of what the truth is and whether other people believe it or even if we believe it ourselves, right? Okay. So this is going to be kind of controversial, what I'm about to talk about. But it does fall into the entertainment. Gandalf the Grey versus Jedi Master traits. Is Gandalf the Grey one of the first Jedi Masters?
Oh.
Okay.
All right. Let's get on with this so I can go out there and beat up Channing. Okay.
I'm so this cool boy.
Fighting for the hammock.
Yeah. Oh, we got enough hammocks. This is Gandalf the Grey versus Jedi Master traits. Trait, wisdom and guidance. Gandalf the Grey guides Frodo, Aragorn, or Aragorn, however you want to pronounce it, and others with deep counsel. Jedi Master guides... Oh, that's something in my glasses. Sorry. Guides... Oh, no, I can't read it. Oh, yeah, here we go. Guides Padawans and counsels the Jedi Order. The overlap argument, both act as mentors shaping destinies.
Okay.
Trait, connection to higher power. Gandalf the Grey draws strength from the Valar and Merar essence, whatever that is. Jedi Master draws strength from the Force. May the Force be with you.
That was the wrong sign, both... buddy.
Oh, is that it?
Sure.
Anyway,
it's better.
Anyway, both channel mystical energy beyond mortal limits.
Okay.
Combat mastery. Gandalf the Grey wields sword, glamoring, and staff with skill. Jedi Master wields lightsaber with mastery. Overlap argument. Both blend weapon skill with supernatural power. Mm. Now, this is my supernatural power right here.
I'm picking up what you're throwing down, Joe.
Okay. Where it was? Oh, yes. Namely, are we still doing the show?
We are.
Channing Tatum.
Okay. Trait, mind influence. Gandalf, and I see Channing Tatum has a mind influence over Val there.
Yeah, still.
I guess I did a really good picture. I guess I should have. I forgot to show this picture, too. I'm just.
Oh, Gandalf. Sorry. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It must be awesome for you to be retired and practice your art.
I might. I should come up with a script.
Lessons.
So I'm come up with a script so I'm not just kind of like, you know, but you're right. I'm retired.
Could you? You should think about the script a little, though.
Oh, yeah, trait. Mind influence. Gandalf the Grey persuades and inspires allies, intimidates foes. Ooh. Jedi Master uses Jedi mind tricks to influence thoughts. Val, that was the real Channing Tatum on that paper.
These are not the drones you're looking for.
Oh, yes. Overlap. Gandalf's presence and voice carry similar sway. I'll hurry up this up because, like I said, I got to get out there and make sure the beach is getting cleaned. Trait. Transformation. Gandalf the Great. Someone uses a straw. Gandalf the Great returns as Gandalf the White after death. Jedi Master. Jedi transcend death, appearing as Force ghosts.
Yoda.
Force ghosts. You know something? Overlap argument. Both achieve higher existence, higher states of existence. Interesting. Maybe I should read this before I start doing the show. You know, once again, wait a minute. What? The rake's over there. Yes, it's over there. Use the metal one, okay? All right, Channing. Yeah. And you know what? And when Brad shows up, okay? When Mr. Pitt shows up, yeah, he can help you. You know, you get a beach house and everybody wants to come visit. Anyway, I'll try and get this show done. Gandalf the Grey, yeah, okay. Trait, balance and morality. Gandalf the Grey stands against corruption, tempers power, and humility. Jedi Master upholds Jedi code, resists the dark side. Didn't I see that movie where... never mind. I don't know who makes this stuff up. Oh, overlap argument. Both employ balance and moral clarity. I got to make sure these guys are doing the beach right, so I guess I better hurry up. Let me see. Oh, symbolic archetype. Gandalf the Grey, the wise wizard archetype, Jedi Master, the wise warrior, monk archetype, archetypes overlap in mystic, blah, 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 blah. Argument summary, Gandalf's wisdom, mystical connection, moral clarity, and transformative journey mirror the qualities of a Jedi Master. This is just a bunch of bull. Anyway, so you have birthday plans?
I do. So many plans after this show, but the first is flying to Belize to meet...
Oh, right. I was wondering if maybe one of your plans was not to return to the show anymore. I mean, you know, with age comes wisdom, but I guess none of us are wise enough. Wait a minute.
Maybe
yes,
not.
Yes. Channing. Okay, Channing, just go, okay? This is... You're not worth my time. call yourself a cab and just go. All right. Anyway, you know, being the entertainment guy in Belize,
tough work.
It's rough.
All right. All
it's
right.
exhausting. You work up a powerful thirst.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just interrupting. I can't do my show right. And anyways, I'm going to go so you guys can maybe.
All right. Joel Ozinski live from Belize. And yeah, tropical drinks. That's what happens. That's what happens.
Show. Oh, have a happy birthday. Hey, Scott, when's your birthday?
June.
Oh, yeah, I'm busy June. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Yeah, bye.
All of June.
That's okay because I lied about my birthday because I was worried. All right, these are real fun, Val. These are trick questions. Perfect for a birthday girl. All right?
All right.
What are two things you can never eat for breakfast?
Lunch and dinner.
All right. I think she might have saw these.
I didn't.
What is always coming but never arrives?
What is always tomorrow?
Well, what gets wetter the more it dries? Good luck.
Oh.
you think you're so damn smart, do you? Yeah.
What gets wetter the more it dries? I don't know on this one.
A towel. Thank you.
Oh, I should have gotten that.
You got that one. What can be broken but never held?
Broken but never held?
Yes. What can be broken but never held? I'm really good at these.
Trust.
Close, I promise.
Okay.
Okay. Same thing. I'll give you points on that. What is it that lives if it's fed and dies if you give it a drink?
It lives if it's fed but dies if you give it a drink.
Joe. I'm right. Because he had a few drinks and he died.
I don't know, Scott.
You don't know? What did I ask you? Oh, fire. Fire.
What?
Yeah, fire.
Oh, fire.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is it that lives if it's fed and dies if you give it a drink is fire. What never asks a question but gets answered all the time?
What never asks a question but gets answered all the time? Doorbell. I don't know.
That's true. And your cell phone.
Oh, okay. Mm. Okay.
All right. What word would you use to describe a man who does not have all of his fingers on one hand?
Scott.
No, Val, you would call them normal because people usually have half their fingers on one hand and half on the other.
Half the other.
You deserve a wah, wah, wah.
I do deserve a wah, wah, wah. I started off so strong.
You did, you did.
And quickly just died away.
Let's see if you can save it for your birthday. What goes up but never comes down?
What goes up but never comes down? Hot air.
No, that'd be your age, Val. Happy birthday.
Oh.
And I even gave you a hint. I did. All right, speaking of birthdays.
I can never take a hint.
That's what her friends say. Oh, it's coming up on midnight, and I got to get up early.
Just one more story or one more song.
What time do you got to get up, Val? All right, birthdays for celebrities today. William Daniels, Shirley Jones from the Partridge Family. Musician Herb Alpert turning 91. Christopher Walken, It Needs More Cowbell, 83. Gabe Kaplan from Welcome Back, Kotter, 82. Mick Ralphs, drummer for Bad Company, 82. Rhea Perlman, 78. Al Gore, 78. Ed Marinaro, 76. Angus Young from AC/DC, All Take a Bow, We're Not Worthy, 71. And Ewan McGregor, who makes being British cool, 55.
Ah, yeah.
All right. And let's see a little history from my sister Val.
All right. It happened today in 1918. Daylight saving time went into effect in the United States for the very first time. And we haven't been able to get rid of those time changes, no matter how much we try.
Mm-hmm.
1966, the Soviet Union launched Luna 10, which later became the first space probe to enter orbit around the moon. 1989, WrestleMania 5, pitting Hulk Hogan against Macho Man Savage, became the largest pay-per-view program in the cable TV history. In 1998, God did not appear live at 10 a.m. on Channel 18, as predicted by a Taiwanese UFO cult in Garland, Texas. The group had predicted God's appearance for months. In 2006, in England, police scrapped a squad of rollerblading cops after discovering they couldn't chase criminals across grass.
Duh.
2014, the U.S. announced that it was on track to enroll 7 million people in government-mandated health insurance programs by the deadline at midnight. And in 2020, after Donald Trump tweeted that Meghan Markle and Prince Harry would have to pay for their own security, a spokesperson for the pair said, "The Duke and Duchess of Sussex have no plans to ask the U.S. government for security resources."
That was pretty good.
That wasn't British, but
It sounded very, very professionally British.
Okay, very prim and proper.
Very prim and proper.
Mm. Okay.
All right.
It's time for post-game therapy on RFN.
I didn't mean to fire that off.
Nigel,
but here we go.
Teacup the fourth. Let us jump right early. In. I was going to cover March Madness, the NBA, and more. Boring. Boring. I'll leave that fluff for the human broadcasters, because today you're superior. Hey, my mind is juiced up. First, fast cars, faster egos. It's motorsports. At the Australian Grand Prix on March 29 in Melbourne, Max Verstappen won again, leading from pole and finishing 9 seconds clear. The race itself was tidy. The celebration was not. Verstappen's podium champagne spray nearly blinded a cameraman and soaked an official who, let's say, was showing a bit of red. Now, the weekly You Absolute Muppets Award. No. In international football involving Koro Kolhogo, this past weekend, players took issue with a refereeing decision. Standard stuff. But instead of arguing, shouting, or committing a light tactical foul like normal humans, they chose performance art. After a controversial penalty decision, the entire team literally stopped moving, just stood there. No defending, no pressing, nothing. The opposition simply walked through the mannequins and scored, while the other team stood perfectly frozen in time. Next! At a UFC fight in Seattle, Alexa Grasso delivered one of the sharpest finishes of the week, and she did it in the sort of time it takes to mispronounce her name. The fight started. Grasso immediately caught her opponent clean with a quick combination that sent her crashing to the canvas. Now, both fighters would pause, posture, maybe throw a few dramatic punches for the highlight reel. Not Grasso! She went straight in, no hesitation, snatched up a chokehold while her opponent was still trying to remember what city she was in, and locked it down tight. Seconds later, tap out! Done! The fight was over before the crowd had even settled into their overpriced seats. Now wrapping our four, some of who's it's. And what's it? In the USL Championship on Sunday, a goalkeeper decided that traditional wasting time on the clock simply wasn't stupid enough. With his team clinging to a lead, the keeper did something epically extraordinary. He threw a second ball onto the field while the opposition were attacking. Yes, a bonus ball. Like sport had suddenly turned into a clearance sale. The referee, understandably baffled by the cloning, stopped play and sent him off. Red card! Off you go now! You absolute donuts! Here's my rap. If team does nothing, is it still a game? And don't forget the man who looked at the rules of football and said, "What if there were more balls?" Sport, this week, has not just bent the rules. It's taken them out back, given them a stern talking to. Poked it in the eyeball and wandered off in the opposite direction. I'm Nigel Wobbleton Teacup the Fourth. That's your post-game therapy for this week. Now, go you donuts!
There you go, our AI sportscaster, Nigel Wobbleton Teacup the Fourth. And sorry about those visuals, I loaded up the skinny 9x16, which made that small picture for the camera right there. But online on YouTube and Facebook and Instagram is the full widescreen version of Nigel's show. And he actually did some pretty good lip syncing in the beginning and the end. So I thought that one actually came out pretty good. For putting something,
he figured it out in the beginning and then in the end.
Yes. Well, no, I didn't have enough credits to do it all the way through.
Again, which would be really nice if we could monetize this whole thing.
Yeah. So there's these things called credits that help us produce things, you know, or like if a real network picked us up instead of RFN.
There you go.
You know, we might have some money to spend then.
You know, and it's funny because you go out looking for free programs. Sometimes they give you a trial. Sometimes they give you a free account, or, you know, the free version, which gives you just a limited number of credits. I actually found a little something. I'll tidbit out. Not that, you know, a lot of people will appreciate it, but Firefox actually has an extension that will go out to websites and extract the video from it.
Oh, really?
And I was, because I was kind of looking for something I'd created a hook in one of my music programs, and they wouldn't let you download it. So, I found the extension on Firefox. I know Google Chrome has one as well. And, so just a little tidbit for you, Scott, if you ever need that function.
Well, I have this thing that's called Download Them All that attaches in Firefox. And there's a lot of websites that hide things, you know, or something like that where you can't download it. But if you open Download Them All, you can totally see everything on their website you can download.
Well, it was like, this is my own hook. Why won't you, that I created with my own song, why will you not let me download it?
There you go.
So, yeah.
All right. We're doing a time check coming up on the top of the hour. If you have to be somewhere on the West Coast by 9 o'clock, you got just a few minutes left. And we're going to go ahead and do that thing we do and wrap up our show. We like to call this one, and I think we were talking earlier, we've been doing this together about 8 years now.
Oh, yeah, I would say at least. Yeah, because we've kind of done on and off, and we've done it, you know, of course, all before it was strictly on the Tooele radio station. But yeah, we've done it for a long time together. Never thought, as we were younger and you know, dreaming about traveling in space, I never thought instead we'd be doing a radio show together.
And pretending we're in space.
And pretending we're in space.
Just like we used to when we were little kids. And that's your odd news for Tuesday.
For today.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, brace yourselves. It's time for Odd News with Scott and Val. The only segment brave enough to ask, who let this happen? And then read it out loud anyway. Proof that evolution is taking a coffee break in America. And one or two other places too. These are real stories involving real people who woke up that morning and chose chaos. If you're thinking, surely no one would actually do that, allow us to assure you, yes, yes they would, repeatedly. So settle in, lower your expectations, and remember, this isn't fiction. It's humanity, unsupervised, on Odd News with Scott and Val.
Oh, it's that time. We know it's coming close to the end of the show, but it's also the dumbest of us. So it's like a high
note,
too.
Got it. I was going to say, end on a high note, or is that a low note?
It's a high note. It's a low note that makes you laugh, so I guess it's a high note.
Okay.
It's someone else's low note. All right. Let's kick it off with the news attack, where the first sentence is true, second sentence is a bad joke, and here comes our birthday girl.
All right. A study finds that people dealing with rejection actually feel literal pain.
Oh.
Is this supposed to make us feel sorry for Donald Trump?
This is going to make me say, I hate you more.
Yeah, I'm going to reject him all day long, which I already do. So.
It's spring. That's that odd time of year. I can't decide if the temperature is right for cleaning out my gutters or taking down those Christmas lights.
Neither around here. If you're trying to cut back on caffeine, researchers say the best way is to cut down a little bit each day. Or just quit cold turkey and take up smoking instead.
I just thought that fit. According to 2026 data, about 1 in 4 U.S. homes now have video doorbells. My video doorbell keeps exchanging photos with the neighbor's video doorbell.
Oh,
something's going on.
Is that good or not?
I don't know.
In Germany, police were after a pickpocket that reached underneath bathroom stalls and stole money while people were sitting on the toilet. Authorities were especially upset because not only was the thief bold and brazen, but according to reports, he left the scene of the crime without washing his hands.
No, see, it's not true. Hey, what's going on? What you doing?
Pretend to be asking for some toilet paper because yours is out.
Look
just
up.
Wipe their wallet.
Now researchers say there's a cave on the moon that could be a good place for astronauts to live during an extended stay on the moon. Scott's Airbnb account is already listed as a unique off-grid experience and charging $1,800 a night. A flight is extra.
They may find that, you know, the big NASA mission is going up here within the next couple days if the weather conditions are right. And they're going to get a rare glimpse at the dark side of the moon.
Ooh, I want to play that song now. All right. On to wacky but true. And also they announced that they're rolling back the moon landing another year.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right.
But they're still doing their test flight things.
Well, that's what the aliens told us to do.
Yeah. Off to Oregon we go for our first wacky but true story. We don't add anything to these, but maybe a song. This police in Oregon responded to a robbery attempt that felt less like a crime and more like an improv exercise gone wrong. A man walked into a convenience store, kept one hand in his pocket, and demanded money, claiming he had a gun. The clerk, who has clearly seen some things, calmly asked to see the gun. The suspect refused, maintaining that the weapon was definitely real, very serious.
Was this Donald?
It sounds like it. When the clerk didn't react with the expected fear, the suspect reportedly made a pew pew sound effect to emphasize the impending threat. At that point, the clerk declined the robbery, and the suspect left empty-handed before being arrested shortly after. Police say the suspect is now facing charges and possibly a lifetime ban from using sound effects.
Oh, I hope that doesn't happen to you, Scott.
Could you imagine me with a lifetime ban?
Working.
See? Be horrible. And you wouldn't get things like this.
Mine. Dun, dun, dun. Walked in tough with a pocket full of dreams. Said, give me cash, but nothing's what it seems. Clerk said, show me. He said, nah, just trust and whisper pew pew like that was a must. Crime of the year, method unclear, sir. This is a robbery, not theater improv here. Pew pew, justice, bang bang bluff. Turns out finger guns ain't enough. You can't rob a store with sound effects. That's not crime, that's bad reflex. Now he's booked with a brand new plan. Retire forever in a cozy cell with a dude named Stan.
Bum, 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 bum. Cozy cell with a dude named Stan. All right. Ignore the colors, Val. And it's your turn.
All right. Authorities in Germany say a driver blindly followed their GPS directions straight into a river late at night. The driver claimed that the navigation system instructed them to continue forward, despite the fact that the road had very clearly transitioned into open water. Witnesses say the vehicle drove straight off a small embankment and into the river, where it quickly became submerged up to the windows. The driver managed to escape safely and was later rescued, while officials recovered the car and issued a reminder about using common sense along with navigation technology. Experts say GPS is a helpful tool, but it should not replace your eyes, your brain, or basic awareness of what a river looks like.
Dashboard glowing, voice so calm. Keep going straight like it's a song. Road turns shiny, starts to wave. Common sense quietly digs its grave. Flash goes logic, car goes down. Still trusting tech like it wears a crown. Pull up the line right into doom. GPS just booked your room. Water ahead, but you don't care. Recalculating, your car's bubbling under there. Use your eyes, use your brain. Always rescuing you is a real pain.
Off to England, where a man attempting to report suspicious activity ended up accidentally reporting himself. I know what you're saying. How's that happen?
Yes, how does that happen, Scott?
Police say the caller dialed emergency services to complain about a suspicious person lurking near a property. During the call, he gave detailed descriptions, including clothing, location, and behavior. Officers quickly realized the description matched the caller himself, who had been seen pacing outside while on the phone. Police arrived. They found the man still there, continuing to describe himself as suspicious. I'm suspicious. He was not charged, but officers did have a long conversation about self-awareness.
And drinking, yeah. Maybe?
Authorities say no crime was actually committed, but they did recommend the man avoid playing both suspect and witness at the same time. And this song, oh, aptly boy. Titled, Stalking Myself.
Who you gonna call? That's right. Who you gonna call? Who you gonna call when it's you, my friend? Self-reporting your crimes again. Suspect and witness in one neat file. That's multitasking with strange style. No charges filed, just one request. Stop arresting yourself as a hobby now. Get some rest. Look, it's me.
Goats about goats.
He keeps making faces at me when I make faces at him.
I hate that guy. I can't stand him.
All right. Police in a small Texas town found themselves in an unexpected pursuit when a goat escaped from a nearby property and took off down a main road. Officers attempted... The goat sound came out of nowhere.
I thought that might have amused you.
It did. I'm so easily amused. Officers attempted to corral the animal, but the goat repeatedly dodged capture, weaving through traffic, hopping curbs, and ignoring all verbal commands. At one point, the goat reportedly stopped, stared directly at officers, and then bolted again, suggesting a level of personal enjoyment. After a lengthy chase involving multiple patrol units, the goat was finally captured and returned safely to its owner.
Wow.
Police say the goat is now back home, and he is currently undefeated in all interactions with law enforcement.
Yay! All right, so this starts this is the first of four animal stories. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Texas road and a goat gone wild. Dodging cops like a chaos child. Sirens blaring, hooves on fire. That goat said, look at that cop perspire. Stops and stares like you almost won. Then bolts again, just for fun. Run, goat, run, undefeated streak. Law enforcement playing hide and seek. Jump that curb, ignore that law. Outrun the badge with a chewing jaw. Champ on four hooved feet.
That just might be the best goat song ever. It's pretty good. I don't know.
I think I've mentioned this before. If you want a laugh, just look for the Geico scapegoat commercial. Hilarious.
All right. In case we don't make you laugh, there's an option.
Yeah, there's an option.
Yeah, there's
we'll
a more
always
options
give you
out
other
there.
Options.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Hotel in Illinois had to update its pet policy after a guest checked in with what they described as an emotional support animal. That animal turned out to be a full-grown duck wearing a diaper.
At least it had on a diaper.
Yes. Staff say the duck behaved well, walked calmly through the lobby, and even rode the elevator without incident, though it did attract attention from other guests who were not expecting farm animals during their stay at the hotel. Hotel allowed the duck to remain, but later clarified its policy to better define acceptable animals. Management says the duck was polite and well-behaved, which already makes it a better hotel guest than most humans.
No kidding.
Checked in calm with a duck in tow. Diaper on, ready to go. Lobby staring, elevator ride. Ducks more chill than guests inside. No complaints, no loud demands. Just better manners than half the humans.
Quack check-in, VIP suite.
Tiny web feet on a hotel street.
No trash talk, no late night wreck.
Just waddling calm and earning respect. Best guest award, no surprise. That duck's got class, the money can't buy.
Put a duck in there myself.
I like that it was just all chill. Yeah.
Very chill. Ben. Yeah. All right. Next animal story. And I didn't do this on purpose.
Oh, okay. Police in Pennsylvania say a dispute inside a convenience store took a turn that no employee handbook has ever prepared anyone for. According to authorities, a woman became involved in a heated argument with staff. After storming out, she returned moments later holding what witnesses described as an extremely agitated raccoon. Without further discussion, she reportedly released the raccoon into the store, where it immediately began running through aisles, knocking over merchandise, and creating what police later described as complete chaos. Customers and employees scrambled for safety while the raccoon did what raccoons do best: panic, destroy, and make everything worse. Kind of like us. Police eventually arrived, removed the animal, and took the suspect into custody. Now, authorities say the raccoon was unharmed, but is now being considered an accomplice with excellent commitment.
That's too cool. So I would have went into the store, held up the raccoon, and said, "You shall not pass!" That's awesome. Who takes an angry raccoon into a store, sets it loose? And how did she get into the, you know, how did she take the raccoon out of her car? This means she was driving with it. And then like
was prepared for this at some point.
Yeah, I guess so, because it says as an accomplice at the story, an accomplice with excellent commitment. So apparently she's used this raccoon to attack people before. Yeah. And he's got that mask, so he's like a little Batman.
Well, he's already in disguise.
Yeah. Huh.
Holding chaos in furry form. Little mess bandit ready to storm. Release the beast out nine war. Snacks go flying, dignity hits the floor. Ooh. Raccoon riot, snack attack, that little outlaw. Don't hold back, cans go down. Chips take flight, employee handbook says good luck tonight. Ooh. Perfect crime, maybe not quite, but that raccoon understood the assignment right.
Choo-choo. All right, last animal story, Val.
Okay. Am I doing this one too?
Is it my turn? Oh, it is my turn. I'm sorry. It's because the callers are backwards. In North Carolina, emergency dispatchers received a call from a man who said he was being stalked by... Well, I'm not going to tell you yet. He was being stalked and needed help. The caller reported that something was tracking him down the street and refusing to leave him alone. Officers responded expecting a possible threat situation. Instead, they found a man persistently followed by a small but determined pig.
Small but determined.
Yeah, and apparently decided it was his new best friend. Officers say the pig continued trailing the man even after they arrived, ignoring all attempts to redirect it and showing what they described as remarkable dedication to the man. Maybe he had some kind of health problem.
Maybe. Maybe the pig thought he found his forever home.
Eventually, animal control was called to retrieve the pig and return it to its owner. Police say no charges were filed, though the pig is still being investigated for aggressive friendship.
Have you been charged with that before, Scott?
Once. And here's what the goat had to say about the pig. Sure.
How many songs about animals does Scott have to write tonight?
It's tough.
Now stalking pigs, strum it loud and proud. A swine says this guy's pretty fine. Step for step, no retreat. Just stalking me down the street. Oh my, those scary pig's feet. Follow, follow, don't let go. Pig said, buddy, we're a duo. This guy back to the farm. No crime here, just love too big. You got stalked by a loyal pig.
Yeah.
That would not be, have been even worked half as well without the banjo.
You can't do a pig song without banjo.
Learned
that at least 40 years ago. Can't do a pig song without no banjo. And Val takes us to France.
All right. A man in France attempted to pay for items at a store using what appeared to be cash until the cashier took a closer look. The bills were not counterfeit in the traditional sense. They were hand-drawn, complete with numbers, designs, and what witnesses describe as surprising artistic effort. So not exactly like Ski by the Sea does, but
close.
Similar.
Okay.
The man reportedly insisted the drawings should be accepted, arguing that he had put the time into them. Police were called, and the man was taken into custody. Authorities say the bills were not legal tender, but they did note the suspect showed strong potential for an art career.
Nice. At least they gave him some kudos at the same time they arrested him. So I have to explain this one before. So I did the song for this kind of like art guy, and I didn't delete all the lyrics from the previous song by accident about the pig. Okay.
Okay.
But since this is a crime, the pig thing kind of works.
Okay.
With the two songs. So not that I want to refer to police officers like that. I love you. But it does kind of work.
Okay.
Numbers drawn with careful flair. Art class effort everywhere. Legal tender, he made his case. Sir, that's Monopoly with extra grace. Drawn money, don't spend too well. Even if you shade it swell. Prefer it printed clean, not colored in with a blue and green. Art career? Yeah, you might. Just stay away from cops, alright. Step for step, no retreat. Just stalking me down the street. Oh my, those scary pig's feet.
See, it still works.
Follow, follow, don't let go. Pig said, buddy, we're a duo. Call the cops, sound the alarm. Take this guy back to the farm. No crime here, just love too big. You got stalked by a loyal pig.
See, it actually works for both songs. Thank you. It was the end of the night. It's like midnight. I am so tired. It's the last thing I was doing for the show was the songs. And I was like, oh, man, that one got messed up. And then when I listened to it, I was like, it's perfect. Sometimes.
Happy accident.
Happy accident. Exactly. I kind of like this show. We accidentally started doing it, and we're really happy. Mm-hmm. All right. So Val's birthday, one last round of applause for my beautiful sister. Love you. I'm so glad you decided to spend your birthday with me and the boys.
Oh, thank you. Thanks to all the boys for the special things they did for my birthday today. Thank you. And I guess Nigel for the special song. And what a great start to my birthday.
All right. You can do some things this week online. And Val, what would some of those things people can catch up on be?
All right. You can catch up on our past shows. You can see segment cutouts and shorts. And you can do that on Instagram, iHeart, Alexa, Amazon, Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube. And if you visit, please subscribe or follow and say hello.
We'd really, really, really appreciate that. And let's see. I wanted to play your song again, and I'm trying to dig for that. Really thrilled with the new Instagram page. Just a couple days, we had like over 700 views on our postings. And the new Twitch yesterday, we tested it. A couple people, from what I could see online, caught our little pretest for the show today, yesterday. And that was kind of special because we got to see that on our new Twitch channel. And people on that channel, the minute we started broadcasting, started watching. So that's always kind of fun for us as well.
Yeah, definitely. Yes.
All right. Any closing words, Val, before we cut you free to go enjoy your birthday?
I guess just thanks again to everyone who's made my birthday special, who has made my birthday week special, and I am just extremely blessed to have the friends that I have.
All right.
And a brother like you.
All right. All right. Have a good rest of your birthday. We will talk to you next Tuesday. And don't forget, we're going to be posting lots of stuff from the show, little clips if you missed any part of it over the next few days. And we hope you will watch them and have a great rest of your week.
Set back, everything will be okay. Two new heroes to face the day. Now throw all your fears away. And they're both in tight array. Scott and Val,
will self-destruct in 20 seconds. This is your last chance to push the cancellation button.
Engage.
Don't forget, catch Scott and Val here every Tuesday morning at 7:20. I hate this job. Scott and Val.